We hold the Founding Fathers in high esteem, but what does history say? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, President of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Maurizio Valsania, Professor of American History at the University of Turin, looks into the past to reveal one important figure.
George Washington is usually Americanized in the crudest sense. He is too often imagined as a physical giant or an athlete or a ladies' man. But the real man was different. The goal of my research is to reposition George Washington within the context of 18th century practices and ideals of masculinity. I ask the question that no biography or critical essay has ever asked in such a direct way, which is, what do we know really about Washington as an actual 18th century Virginia upper-class male? The view of Washington as the national he-man was forged during the nationalist enthusiasm of the 19th century. A muscular patriotism boosted the Jacksonian era, carried over into the Polk administration's expansionist agenda, and fueled the territorial ambitions behind the Mexican War. However, Washington did not belong in the 19th century. Real Washington was capable of ruthless determination in battle, exemplary punishment toward his soldiers, and cruelty toward the persons he held in bondage. But he also practiced the expression of deep personal emotions and profound feelings. A cosmopolitan, Washington loved the most refined, delicate, and beautiful things in life. My research project tells the fascinating story of a living and breathing person who loved, suffered, ate, drank, and had sex in ways that may be surprising.
That was Maurizio Valsania of the University of Turin. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.